Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I feel like this episode needs no introduction, so I really don't want to waste your time talking before getting into it because it is one of the best episodes I feel like I've had in a long time. Sophia really delivered. She was so open and so honest, and you got to love her for it, you know, like for whatever side you're on, not that there should be sides. One can never say that Sophia isn't so open and so real and so honest. And it's just such an amazing, incredible quality. And I commend her for that. Towards the end of the episode, Sophia mentions how she has one of her rules is she thinks the guy should like the girl more. We clearly are going to need to do a part three because this is our second episode we've recorded together where we go over the dating rules because I think we're a lot more aligned than we realize on them. But I'm really, really excited for you to hear this episode. The next episode I do is going to be an entire solo episode. So we're going to get to all the questions and more. But for now, I really just want you to enjoy every minute of Sophia. So here it is. Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I'm so excited to be back with the Sophia Franklin.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having me, Lindsay.
Thanks for being back. So last time you were on the show, I started with how old are you and where are you from, which I like do a lot with episodes, but I'm trying to switch it up.
Okay.
So instead, we're going to start with have you ever been in love?
We're just going to jump right in, like fucking cannonball into the pool. Have I ever been in love? Yes. I want to say yes, I have. But I was having this conversation actually 2 days ago and someone said, if you have to question if you've ever been in love, that means that you haven't been in love.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
I agree. I think that there are like different types of love, but I agree that if you have to question it, it wasn't love.
Okay, well, is it bad that I just thought about all of them and I was like, was that?
A little bit, but I feel like you were just in this like very long serious relationship. Like how long were you guys together?
Oh my god, I think we were together close to 4 years.
Yeah, that's a long ass time.
That is very long.
I feel like you can't be together with someone for 4 years if there was no love to hold it together at some point at least.
That's true. No, I was, you know what, I was totally in love with him at a certain point for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And I want to say that that's really the only time.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've spoken about it on your podcast, but for our listeners, what happened? What went wrong with that relationship? Can I call him what the world calls him?
Suit man, of course. So I think there were there were a few different things that happened. I think that, and I don't know if I've ever openly spoken about this part of it, but I, as much, well, everyone knows, I mean, what was it? 2 years ago, there was, our relationship was very public, and there was a very public, dramatic thing that happened that really put, both of us were kind of being dragged through the media and like put through the ringer, mm-hmm. right? And we stuck by each other, like when that whole thing happened, and for, I don't know, over a year after it happened. And we stood by each other, and never for a second did I think, oh, maybe I don't want to be with this person, or this is too much, this was too taxing on our relationship. But I do think, looking back, what happened was we both kind of had to go into survival mode, and we were both just trying to keep our heads above water. And when you're in that kind of headspace, you really don't have the capacity to care about another person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Meaning like you didn't have the capacity to care about each other.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, how am I going to get out of bed in the morning? Mm-hmm. You know?
Cause you're both like depressed. You're both yeah. underwater. But yeah. part of me is like, that's in a way, it's like a trauma bond. And you would think that like that brings you closer than anything else.
So I have done some research on what a trauma bond is, and I'm very confused by what exactly it means.
Yeah.
So I feel like you would be better.
I mean, I don't know exactly, but I'd imagine that it's two people who experience the same trauma and therefore have like an understanding of each other on a deeper level that like no one else has. Like, for example, Prince Harry and William, they were trauma bonded from losing their mom. Like they had yes. the same experience going through that.
Right.
But now like they fell out. So I don't know. Maybe it's not something that keeps you together, but it's just something that happens that ties you to one another at a certain point in your life.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I would actually argue that the opposite can happen, where it was so hard for both of us that I didn't want to talk about the trauma and trigger something mm-hmm. for him, you know?
Yeah.
And I think he kind of felt the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So we would kind of like avoid that conversation. I mean, maybe in the moment we felt close to each other because, you know, but I don't know. I don't think it brought us closer by any means.
Yeah.
But I'm also not going to sit here and say like, oh, it was just that one thing that was the reason that we didn't work out. I think we were very different. He was 11 years older.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a significant age difference.
Yeah, definitely.
Which I've always been into older guys because I just don't think men are men until they're 35.
Yeah.
I think they're, you know, prepubescent right. boys until they're 35. Like, I don't think they can be loyal or good boyfriends or anything until after that age.
But he was that age.
He was.
Yeah.
But I think the 11 years, but also just his personality was like kind of that of, he reminds me of like the grandpa from Up.
Yeah.
Like that was his personality.
But that's a great personality, as far as I remember.
I mean, it can be, but when you are me, Sophia Franklin, and I'm, you know, in my late 20s, like, I'm a little bit, or in the past, a little bit of a party girl. I mean, he was sober, which I know you are, which yeah. can be a great quality.
Right.
But on top of that, vegan.
Oh, that's a lot.
We're listening to classical music.
Oh, you can't mix the sober and the vegan.
No, see, that's
no, you really can't. Like, you have to choose one. You can't be like sober, vegan, and into CrossFit.
Yeah.
It's one or none.
You know what's so hilarious? Anytime I bring up the qualities that he had,
yeah,
sober, people are like, okay, like yeah. anything. And then when I drop the vegan card, right. they're like, oh, hell no.
I mean, listen, there's nothing wrong with vegans. And like, for my vegan listeners, like, I do love you a lot. But it's like, you can't be everything. It's like, you can't yeah. be like rude and bitchy
right.
and like,
have a shitty personality.
Have no personality. It's like, you have to choose
yep.
one thing. And if you're gonna be all the things, then you better just like be so phenomenal.
Yes.
Other than being sober and vegan right. and whatever.
So we have like a Harvard graduate,
yeah.
which is your boyfriend, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Harvard grad, sober, vegan, classical music, you know.
And he's a
Leo. Let's read a book.
And he's a Leo and you're a Cancer. So like different strokes.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. A little bit different.
Yeah.
So, okay.
It was too much. I'm like, can we just let loose? Can we have fun?
But the fact that you were together for 4 years, like, I mean, at one point you guys obviously had to have been compatible.
Yes.
How did you guys meet again?
Raya.
Okay.
Which, yeah. Raya, just at any moment in time you want to let me back on, that would be great. I'm fully banned from Raya.
Why? What'd you do? You talked about it on your show.
No, you know what? I actually did an episode titled Free Raya Passes.
Oh, God.
Where me and my friend just told everyone we would give them like a free Raya pass.
Okay, that'll do it.
And they didn't like that very much.
Yeah, I imagine. Okay, so
I thought it was a great promo.
But you were together for 4 years. So I was saying that like you guys must have been compatible. And then you were going to say because.
We were very compatible in a lot of ways. And I think for my personality, I need to be with someone who's a little bit like the grandpa from Up. Yeah. You know, because I'm so like
off the wall. For anyone who hasn't seen Up, like what do you mean by that?
Just I wish they could see a picture.
Oh, someone will put a picture on it.
Definitely, yeah.
Yummy.
He's a old man who lost his wife and he's a little bit angry at the world, and Suit Man was not.
Yeah.
But he's just very reserved. He does not want to leave the house ever.
Yeah.
And it's just old grandpa that you would like see, you know, sitting on the porch. Yeah. With like an iced tea.
Right. And you like you're still young. When you guys went through that, you were what, like 26, 27?
Yeah.
So you like that's like the prime of your going out years.
Yes.
And you felt like he was just older, dragging you down, et cetera. Were you having sex still at the end of your relationship?
Okay, so that's another really interesting question is I didn't want to have fucking sex after that shit went down. That was like the last thing on my mind, right?
Yeah.
I think when you're really depressed, you know what? Sometimes when I'm sad, I like want to up the sex, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, this is going to make me feel better.
Right. We talked about that on your podcast.
Okay. Yeah. But other times it's the last thing I want to do. And I also think that was a huge part of the relationship that went out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so important to continue having sex.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Big time. Okay. So you weren't having sex. So towards the end of
your
relationship.
You know, we would, Lindsay, and this is how fucked up it was. Yeah. I remember being like, can we just do it as like a quickie?
Yeah.
That I started calling them quickies. Like, just get it done.
For him, not even for you.
Yeah,
like,
not
you
even
didn't
for
care
me.
If you came.
No. I'm like, okay, like, sure, like, let's do it. But like a quickie.
Yeah.
Like, you have under 5 minutes.
Right. And you just like disassociate and like, it's over.
That's, right.
Yeah. No, I've been in that relationship where you just want to like get it over with.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Dipsy. We were talking all about sex in this episode and losing it, having it when you're in a relationship and how important it is. But what about when you're by yourself? You should still be able to pleasure yourself and make yourself feel good. You deserve to, especially if your love language is physical touch like mine. Dipsy is an audio app full of hundreds of short, sexy stories designed for women by women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. You can discover stories of second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups. Whatever you're into, there's something for you. Dipsy has stories for straight and queer listeners, and 56% of stories are voice acted by people of color. You've never heard celebrities like this before. You can hear your favorite celebrities reading the sexiest stories. You can favorite yours and listen to them again and again. And Dipsy also offers sleep stories, wellness stories, and sexy stories that you can read if you like that literotica. So for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/acme. That's 30 days of full access for free. So run that bath and get in when you go to dipsystories.com/acme. dipsystories.com/acme.
What's up, everyone? I'm Sheena Shea. You may know me from 9 seasons of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules, but I'm here to tell you about my podcast called Shenanigans. We talk about everything from reality TV, pop culture, relationships, parenting, and invite you to join the conversations with Q&A sessions where nothing is off the table. There's so much more I want to share with you. Thanks for listening, and make sure to subscribe to Shenanigans to stay up to date with new episodes every Friday.
What's interesting to me is, like, I feel like there's this phenomenon going on, and then I want to go, like, wrap up this relationship, mm-hmm. where women have higher sex drives than their male partner. Mm-mm. And I've seen it over and over again, like, want to do a whole episode on it, because I just feel like everyone I talk to has a higher sex drive than their partner. Have you experienced that?
So you're saying right now you're noticing a phenomenon where women are having the higher sex drive.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I have not noticed that. I mean, in this relationship that I'm I would say in every relationship I've been in, the dude has had a higher sex drive.
Interesting. But do you consider yourself to have a really high one?
No. I would say mine's average.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what is a high sex drive?
Yeah.
Though?
Like, you want to have sex more than 3 times a week.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, so yeah. Maybe I'm in the high range.
Right. I don't know. What is considered?
High sex drive to me is like, for example, I'm seeing someone right now and it's every day.
Right. Well, I think, like, we're talking a difference of, like, seeing someone when you're not, like, in an official relationship yet versus, like, 3 years in. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, 3 years in, if you're fucking 3 times a week, I think that's a blessing.
Okay.
But, like, I think that, like, in the first year, like, you should be fucking every day. Like,
you know what? You're so right.
So, I don't know.
So, around the 3-year mark, yeah. You think it slows down drastically?
I don't think, like, I think just life gets in the way. Like, you're, like, working, you're tired, you're awake, you're this. Like,
it's just a lot.
Like, a lot of different things come in the middle of it. But, I mean, right. In an ideal world, I'd like to have sex every day, obviously.
Yes. But there is something like that first year, right?
Yeah, like you shouldn't take your hands off each other.
Yeah.
Right.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, so going back to Suit Man, so you guys, you moved back to the city separately. Had you already broken up by
then? Together.
Okay. So you were together in the city, shit went down, COVID went down, you moved into your mom's basement. You then moved back to the city together, move in together.
Well,
then
we
didn't
move in together.
Okay.
Which was that a red flag for him? Like, maybe
because you didn't want to.
I did not. No, I didn't. Which I did not know that I wanted to break up at that moment in time. I just thought to myself, I was kind of robbed of this whole living on my own thing, right? When COVID happened, yeah. I went and lived with my mom. And it's not so much that, like, I don't love you and I don't want to be with you. I want to experience that before I get married. And he did not like that at first, but then he came around to it and it was fine. But I would say about a month before moving back to the city, even though we, you know, we were going to live in separate places, I already knew that I wanted to end things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you did that, was it like a sense of relief? Was it sadness? Had you already kind of mourned the relationship when you were in it?
It was all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
All of the above. It was really, really sad. It was, there was a part of me where I didn't know if I had done the right thing, which that's a really hard part of breaking up with someone that I feel like people don't really talk about or acknowledge. Is I think a lot of people stay in relationships because how are you supposed to really know?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think if there's any sense of relief at all when you break up, then you made the right decision.
I feel like when I saw you, because we ran into each other at a party 6 months ago or something.
Right, right, right.
And I think you did tell me that. It made me feel better because there was this little sense of relief for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. And also, like, you had so many doubts before that.
Yeah.
And, like, with your person that you end up with, if that's what you want, like, you're not going to have those doubts.
Right. So you have zero doubts with
with zero your doubts.
Husband, you're married.
Zero, which is so fucking crazy. Like, do I have some times where I'm like having an ick moment or like you're annoying? Like, yes, but doubts never.
Never.
Shockingly. Like every person before him, I wanted to change things about.
So how long have you been with him?
We've been together for 3 years now. A little over 3 years.
A little over three. And that's not just married. You mean like you met him?
Yeah, yeah,
a
yeah. Over. Start to finish.
Okay,
start to now.
Bye, babe. By the way.
Bye after this episode. Yeah. Bye. Okay, so do you guys talk anymore?
Nope. I will be a completely open book. I have tried to reach out to him 7 or 8 times. He will not speak to me, will not respond.
He must be really hurt, obviously.
I also, there was like some overlapping.
Okay.
On my end.
Which is your forte, I feel. Yeah.
So there was like a little cheating-ish stuff going on.
With who?
With
Birkin Boy?
No, actually with someone else.
Okay. Birkin Boy is the boy who Birkin Boy is the Sophia the right. Birkin.
Yes.
Listen to our episode of her podcast if you want to understand. Yes.
Everyone get yourself a Birkin Boy, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So who was the cheating with?
Just a random.
Random.
Some guy that lives in LA. How did he find out? He went on Reddit.
Oh, God. How does Reddit know?
Reddit? Well, fucking, they know everything.
Wow.
Everything. Crazy. So, honestly, how did he find out? I was more shocked, how did it go on this long without him knowing?
But
I came clean.
Yeah.
Which people get very upset with me every single time I talk about cheating. But I do just want to say I did come clean. The old me would have been like, what are you talking about? Try to gaslight the fuck out of someone. Right. And in this instance, I owned up to all of it. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm so sorry. It happened at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He was going to forgive me is kind of the craziest thing, which I was not expecting.
I think men are more likely to forgive women for cheating than we are men.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Yeah. I think we feel a little bit more of a betrayal.
Right. But he was like ready to forgive and you were like, oh no, I cheated and I'm done with you.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. So he said, I'm willing to look past this. You and I have gone through a lot. Let's just go to therapy. Let's figure it out. And then on top of that, I said, well, I don't want to go to therapy and figure it out.
And you had never gone to therapy with him before that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Okay. And what are your views on cheating today?
I think that cheating is absolutely not okay. I don't know if I'm jaded or cynical or what it is. I think it's something. I don't think it should end a relationship per se, you know, but I don't think it's okay. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
But people really take cheating and they take it and they're like, think it's the worst thing in the entire world to ever happen to a relationship and the relationship needs to end. Da, da, da. Like there's 9 times out of 10, there's a reason that someone is feeling the need to cheat or feeling like it's okay to cheat or even using that outlet. You know?
Would you get into a relationship today if there was a possibility that you would want to cheat on that person? Like at the age that you are?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No. You know what? As I get older, it's definitely more and more of a serious thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, because I kind of was very flippant about it throughout my entire 20s. Yeah. Whatever.
Right.
I'll just do it. Now I take it a lot more seriously because I think now, not that I have more feelings, but I saw how much it hurt.
Yeah.
He's the one guy that I love.
Yeah.
So.
And it shows in that you're not rushing into a relationship. Like even like Birkin Boy, for example, like you're not getting into a relationship with him because maybe you still have other things to get out of your system. Maybe you don't know that you would be able to be loyal to, you know, like you're thoughtful about it now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Here's the thing about our friends. They're amazing and we love them, but are they always honest with us or do they tell us what we want to hear? A lot of the times they tell us what we want to hear. So we can't trust our friends with medical advice. That is one thing, especially that you really can't be telling your group chat hoping for an answer. That's why we at We Met at Acme partnered with ZocDoc. ZocDoc is truly the best place to find an actual medical doctor. And thousands of medical professionals on ZocDoc are there to help you. It's like talking to a friend, but instead, they're being completely honest with you and giving you the expert advice that you really need. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. You can filter by insurance, by your address or wherever, your zip code, and make sure that you find an amazing doctor in your vicinity that is free within 24 hours, which is actually unheard of. You can go to ZocDoc.com/Acme and download the ZocDoc app for free, and then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours, as I mentioned before. That's ZocDoc.com/Acme. ZocDoc.com/Acme. And make sure you use that link so that they know that you found out about ZocDoc from our podcast. ZocDoc.com/Acme. This episode is also supported by Athletic Greens. I take AG1 by Athletic Greens literally every day. I'm actually in Miami right now as I'm recording this with my travel packs because I bring them wherever I go so that I stay regular and stay on my veggie and good things for me game. The way that I take my AG1 is I take a tall glass of water, one scoop of Athletic Greens, and I mix it up. I add a couple of ice cubes to keep it cold, my metal straw, and that's it. I drink it. It actually tastes good. When you first drink it, you're like, this is a weird, different, new thing. And then you just become obsessed with the taste. Like every one of my friends that also drink AG1, they're like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with the taste of this and I crave it. And that's exactly how I feel too. Imagine craving something that's actually good for you. It's really, really amazing. And it makes me feel ready to go. Like I'm doing something good for my body. I'm giving my body the nutrition it craves and I'm covering all my bases, you know? It's really powerful because it's only this one scoop of powder, but it has every healthy vitamin and mineral and nutrient that you could ever need. It's been part of millions of mornings since 2010 for a reason. It gives you increased energy and mood support, making it easy to live your best life. So if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/acme. That's athleticgreens.com/acme. So last time we spoke, it was like heat of the pandemic. I think it was like 2020, like spoke on my podcast. Since then, so now it's like 3 years later, let's say, which is crazy.
That's really scary.
We had spoken obviously about the Call Her Daddy drama, like when all the shit went down. Now that you've had perspective, assuming you've been to therapy like we all have, has your perspective on it changed? And you're like, I'm happy this happened or whatever.
I would not say I'm happy it happened, but I don't look at it and I don't have regrets about it. I think I was probably, you know, when we spoke, I probably was putting up a little bit of a front, right? Yeah. When I went on your show, I was probably a little bit in my defense mode, like, I am fucking thriving. I'm doing incredible.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I had to. I'm sure internally I was feeling a little bit mentally fucked up.
Right.
But now 2 or 3 years later, I am the happiest I've ever been. I think there was a reason for it. Am I happy it went down that way? I wouldn't necessarily say I'm happy it went down that way, but I think that I'm going to look back and be like, that was the best thing to ever happen to me.
Do you, when looking at like your fallen relationship with your former co-host, do you look at it like you lost a friend or like you lost a business partner or both?
Lost a business partner. again, I don't think that a real true friend, anything like that would have ever happened,
mm-hmm.
to be perfectly honest.
Mm-hmm. And today, do you have any mutual friends that like still link you together?
No.
Really? Not
no.
one?
Mm-mm.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Interesting. And yeah. you still haven't like had any urge to like communicate again?
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-boyfriend, different story. Like I've definitely tried to reach out to him, but with her, no. I mean, you have to also remember, like, the last time we had spoken, I had reached out to her 2 times in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people will let you know if they want to, you know, right. if they want to speak to you or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to chase someone.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, especially after what happened.
Right. No, of course.
Yeah.
What is one thing that you wish people knew about that situation that they still don't know?
Ooh, Lindsay with the hard-hitting questions. Something I wish people about that situation would understand. It's just, it was such a complex fucking situation. But I do think that the narrative out there was girl starts dating guy tries to come in, takes over the business, and girl allows it to happen. Girl is in me. And I would just like to make it very fucking clear. Like, no guy tells me what to do.
Yeah.
Right? And I think the narrative is still very much like, there were two partners, one won and got a shit ton of money, and the other one lost and like walked away with nothing. And it's like, it wasn't as simple as that. And I think that people need to realize, like, this, you know, this is actually the biggest takeaway. It's gonna be this right here. The shit that you read online, mm-hmm. or in a magazine or in an article, it is never the true story. And it is terrifying to me to see people out here eat up the shit they read on the internet as if it is the Bible.
Right.
And the Bible isn't real either.
Yeah.
So,
mic drop. No,
so, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the way that I look at it as an outsider who uh-huh. really doesn't know anything.
Right.
I see it as girls make a podcast together.
Right.
One girl has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And the boyfriend says, wait a second, you guys should be getting
fucked.
More money.
Yep.
Like, this is ridiculous because he has business experience.
Right.
Girls go to boss to get more money.
Mm-hmm.
Boss says, fuck no.
Mm-hmm.
Girls think they're on the same page of like, okay, then we should go elsewhere and make more money. Girl without boyfriend goes back to boss and says,
yes.
Wait, I'm not upset. I'll stay. I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I don't agree with girl and boyfriend.
Right.
Girl who has boyfriend and boyfriend basically get pushed out of the situation because
yep.
boss now says, okay, then stay, but it's just you.
Yeah.
Because I'm not dealing with that shit.
Yeah.
Girl stays with boss. I hope everyone's not lost here.
No, I'm following.
And plays the long game in a way, right? Like, which you didn't know was a possibility.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm sure you would have tried to do that too.
Right.
Waits till someone comes to her and says, actually, we'll pay you that money. We'll buy you from this horrible boss.
Yes.
Then leaves and ends up getting a bag
right.
that, you know, should have been for the two of them.
Right.
Is that accurate? An accurate outsider's?
Yeah, I think that is very accurate. Again, there are a lot of that's putting it at the most surface level,
right.
quick, you know,
right.
like I think boss and girl had a relationship that I was not aware of prior. I also think I think what bothers me the most about that situation has nothing to do with money or any of that. It's the betrayal, because when it comes to men, I'm always like, men ain't shit. Don't trust them. I don't really expect much from them, which I'm starting to like get better about that.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to women in my life, and if I decide you're one of my friends, I am ride or die,
yeah.
loyal beyond belief. And I think that betrayal like really threw me for a loop.
Yeah, because you have a very close relationship with your mom.
Very, right.
And your single dad mom. Is like not in the picture.
Right.
So it makes sense that you would have very healthy relationships with women and feel that way about men.
Yeah.
So when something like this happens, it's really, it can fuck up your relationships with women.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't even, I couldn't comprehend, mm-hmm. you know, like I didn't. Betrayal is something I expect from men, never from a girl that I thought of as my sister
right.
and as my best friend. I shared like my deepest, darkest secrets with. And, you know, it wasn't like she just came out and was like, you know, hush hush about the situation and just took it, you know, the classy route. It was right. like, how do we publicly destroy Sophia's
yeah.
image
yeah.
along with everything else that we're right. doing?
Do you think that she's happy now?
No. I don't think money makes people happy.
Yeah, you posted something today, actually, which I found really interesting. Will you read it?
Yes. On my Instagram?
On your Instagram.
On it's my story.
The fisherman.
You need to remind me. Oh, on you want me to read this?
Yeah.
Okay.
On your story.
in my poetry voice? Here
yeah.
we go. The industrialist was horrified to find the fisherman lying beside his boat, smoking a pipe. "Why aren't you fishing?" asked the industrialist. "Because I've caught enough fish for the day." "Why don't you catch some more?" "What would I do with them?" "Earn more money. Then you could have a motor fixed to your boat and go into deeper waters and catch more fish. That would bring you money to buy nylon nets, so more fish, more money. Soon you would have enough to buy two boats, even a fleet of boats. Then you could be rich like me." "What would I do then?" "Then you could sit back and enjoy life. What do you think I'm doing now?" From Timeless Simplicity by John Lane.
I really love it. I think to me that reads as money, more money doesn't buy happiness.
Right.
I'm happy with, you know, I want to figure out how to enjoy life without it. But how do you interpret it?
If you are not enjoying your life and you are not happy in the moment, every day you wake up and you think, "Oh, once I get this bag or this apartment or this boyfriend or this external thing," believe me when I tell you, you might end up, there's a very good chance that you do end up getting it and you are still not happy.
Right.
That is not where happiness comes from.
Yeah.
That's why you have to choose every single day. Like, you have to enjoy the journey. I mean, I sound like a fucking Hallmark card, but you have to enjoy the journey and getting there, because once you, I mean, it's actually, I have a great example. I remember living in Utah, which is where I was born and raised, and it's such a bubble, right? And I remember working at Morgan Stanley there, and every single day I would think to myself, I just want to live in New York and I want to have a podcast. And I think I manifested it pretty well,
because yeah.
that's literally what I'm doing now. But I thought to myself, oh, once I get all of that, I will be the happiest person on planet Earth. And I had a moment when I was living in New York and I had a podcast and I thought to myself, Sophia, you have fucking everything you want. Everything that like a few years ago you used to sit in your cubicle wishing for. And how do you feel? And I felt okay, but it wasn't this like nirvana, you know, complete and utter happiness that I thought I was gonna have.
Right.
And so I think I just knew very early on, you need to be happy every step of the way. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna like attain these things and then, oh my God, like the happiness light bulb went off.
Right.
So that's kind of what I take from it.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's a really good, really deep quote.
Mm-hmm.
And I just came off of having such debates. Have you seen Fleischman Is in Trouble?
No, what is that?
It's a show on Hulu you need to watch.
Wait, what is it called?
Fleischman Is in Trouble. I'll send it to you after.
I'm
I read
so
the
excited.
Book. So like, I keep being like, I read the book. So everyone's, you know, like that person who's like, I read.
Yeah.
But so then I was like so excited about the show, and there's this line and like, it's a couple fighting, they're getting divorced, and the guy's like, money doesn't buy happiness. And mm-hmm. the wife is like, yes, it does. And like, I had this whole debate with my friends because I actually don't think she's wrong. I don't think he's wrong. Mm. There's like an in between, right? It's like,
yes,
for like, you don't hear rich people say, sorry, you only hear rich people say money doesn't buy happiness.
Mm.
You know, like for people who are like trying to make ends meet, trying to put food on the table for their kids, like,
yeah,
money would buy, like, money would make things easier for right. sure.
Well,
but too much money, like when yes. you already have something that you're happy with, that's when you go to like depression and money fucks you up. Like the Jeff Bezos of the world.
Right.
The Kim Kardashians.
There's no normal billionaire out mm-hmm. there. They mm-hmm. just don't exist.
Yeah.
I've met a few of them and they're like really the craziest people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
You know
I'm
what
sure.
I mean?
Yeah.
But no, I think, I mean, there was a study done, right? And I think it said something about they measured people's happiness at every salary. And it said something like after 70K or something like that. And this is in a particular city.
Sure, sure.
After 70K, I want to say it was, like, your happiness does not go up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's like you only need so much.
Yes.
And then you like,
and then it does not affect yeah, your happiness.
I believe that. I totally agree with
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But no, I totally agree with you. People living in, you know, in poverty and all of that, obviously, it's a different story.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, I have one more question, then I'm going to do some rapid fire poll questions for you.
Okay.
You mentioned on your last podcast that you stopped taking Klonopin or are trying to stop. Maybe
yes.
you're weaning off of it.
Yeah.
And that you are doing dry January.
Yes.
And as we're filming this, it's still January. So how are you feeling?
I mean, I just had a sip of wine.
Okay.
But I did dry January up until 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So did I complete dry January? No, but I didn't have alcohol for a little over 3 weeks, which at the rate I was going is like a significant break.
Right.
I mean, I was drinking almost every single day.
Right.
Not an excessive amount. You know, it was like 2 or 3 drinks, but it was every day. And I felt really good. I felt like I had a lot more energy. And to be frank with you, and this is
to be Franklin
to be Franklin with a Y with you, drinking, when I started drinking after those 3 weeks, it's like, I don't know if it's that fun.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah,
like I really truly don't. Maybe if I was in a different setting, so I was like working, I don't know, but I do think as I'm getting older, it's not as fun. The Klonopin situation was very, very wild and crazy.
Yeah, you had a panic attack and withdrawal symptoms when you went off of it.
Right. So I have been taking Klonopin anywhere from 2 to 4 times a week for the past 2 years or something. I've never taken it like multiple days in a row, really. I definitely would not take it every day. Different amounts here and there. And I thought to myself, there's no way in fucking hell that I could be, my body could be dependent on something that right. I just take here and there. And I stopped taking it along with alcohol. And 4 days after like the last time I had taken Klonopin, and I talk about this on my episode, just this depression that was so scary.
Yeah.
And I kind of wrote it off and I was like, oh, you're PMSing, whatever. And then the next day, not only did I have a panic attack, I had really scary physical symptoms.
Right.
My throat closed up. My mm-hmm. skin felt like it was on fire. And so long story short, I started doing all this research. I talked to a psychiatrist. I had hundreds of nurses and doctors reach out. And they all told me, you know, because they actually will prescribe benzos for people that are quitting alcohol.
Right.
And so for me to go and just quit alcohol along with benzodiazepines at the same time was like a little bit too much for my body to handle.
Yeah, cold turkey
for
both.
Can
be really scary.
Yeah. And so my psychiatrist ended up saying, you know, let's taper off
mm-hmm.
the Klonopin instead of cold turkey.
Yeah. Well, I think it's amazing that you've decided to do that for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, even when I went cold turkey off of weed, which is like not, some people don't even consider it a drug.
Right.
I had crazy physical symptoms too.
Stop. Like,
swear to
what?
God, sweating, constantly sweating.
No way.
Yeah. Like shaking, sweating, couldn't eat, could not consume food.
Wow. And
it
you
was
felt,
crazy.
Couldn't
you felt
sleep. Sick. Oh, insomnia.
Yeah. Insomnia, couldn't sleep, shaking, sweating.
For how long did that
so
last?
So irritable. Like, I would say like a week or two.
Okay.
But like once you get through that first week, I'm not saying like I'm not a doctor, right. But like once you got through that first week, it was like pretty much smooth sailing and like right. good sleep and whatever. But it was fucking nuts.
See, that's where I'm wondering if I should taper off or if I should just do the cold turkey thing again. But I legitimately have to plan that shit around work.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Like right. I would not be able to go to work.
Yeah, maybe you take a week off. You go yeah. to Amanyara. You live your life. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna do some rapid fire poll okay. questions.
Yeah, if anyone knows a good detox facility, let me know.
Oh yeah, slide into the DMs. Give her that free detox.
Yeah, I'll post and tag.
Uh huh. Oh, this is actually a selfish question.
Okay.
My 1 year wedding anniversary is on the Super Bowl same day.
Okay.
Should we go to dinner or should we say fuck it and watch the Super
Well,
Bowl?
Do you like football?
No, but I love Rihanna and Lady Gaga.
Is it Rihanna and Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Fuck it and watch the Super Bowl. I know, you can go to right? dinner whenever.
I know. Or we'll celebrate both. Another time. Yeah.
Yeah.
As a woman, would you marry someone who has never made you have an orgasm, but they're otherwise perfect? You've no doubts otherwise.
But they've never given me
never
an orgasm.
Made you come.
No.
Agreed, and 36% of women said yes, which is disturbing to me.
I used to be that girl. I used to be like, you know what? They have everything else going. Like, I can fucking use my vibrator. Now, not
no,
so much.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever checked, like, when you were dating someone, checked who they're newly following on Instagram?
No.
Stop.
No. I don't know
Then you haven't been in love. That's how we know.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, the guy that I said I was in love with did not have social media.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean.
You've gone on a few dates, but nothing too serious. He invites you out to meet his friends. Does this mean he's serious about you? Yes or no?
Fuck no.
Do you always love your significant other, let's say if you're in a relationship, the same amount, or are there times that you aren't as in love?
Ooh. I think there's times where you're not as in love.
Agreed. Is it ever acceptable for a boyfriend to swear at his girlfriend, including an offhanded fuck off?
Nope. I go Agreed. Crazy.
What about for you to say to him?
It's okay.
No, that is toxic. When is it normal to meet a person you're newly dating's friends? 3 to 5 dates or 6+?
I mean, I think 3 to 6. I'm the type of bitch that like, I'll be like, oh yeah, my mom's here, you know, on the first date.
Right.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah, surprise. You borrow something of a friend's and mail it back to her, but it's stolen off of her doorstep because she didn't tell you she was out of town. Do you pay her? It's a $500 item.
No.
Yeah, like she should have communicated.
Yeah. That's a very interesting question. Yeah. I love that.
Can a person ever find their significant other too attractive?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and put them on a pedestal in, like, a creepy way.
Yeah, I think, no, I've seen it. I'm like, no, you're just, he has a lazy eye. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they act, they let him, they let him trample all over them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, I think.
And then it's like, but I have to stay with him because he's, like, the hottest guy.
Which is so, like, on the list of things that are important to me, that's so not, like, top three.
Agreed. Are you a bad person if you have a one night stand with someone who you know is married?
No.
You're not a good person.
You're not a good person, but like
but
I wouldn't.
He's the bad fucking person.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is a bad person. Also, yeah. I mean, I've never hooked up with someone that's married.
To your knowledge.
To my knowledge. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I always, you know, say is like, these men will say some, they'll
crazy
lie.
Crazy shit, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
I think if I'm almost positive if I knew a dude was legit married, I would not go that route.
Is it possible to get a gut feeling you won't like a guy based on his dating app profile, or is that just being pessimistic?
Pessimistic. Mm. You can, my ex, his dating profile, I had ignored him on Raya like 5 times.
Yeah.
And then
maybe
my
that
mom.
Was a sign.
Well, my mom took my phone one day and was like, why are you haven't hearted him?
Yeah, yeah.
Hearted it. And then we ended up together for 4 years.
Yeah, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Mother knows best.
Yes.
What's more awkward in an in-person job, quitting or saying goodbye to everyone?
Saying goodbye to everyone.
Yeah. Do you know someone who's cheated on their bachelor or bachelorette party?
Ooh. No. Not personally.
There's a whole really dark Reddit thread, speaking of Reddit, about stories from Bachelor Bachelorette party cheating. And it's...
Ugh. So is that a really common time to do
I think
it?
For like trashy people. Like, I'm not going to define what a trashy person is because like... But you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Like,
no, the second you said it, I'm like, I know what type of person.
Is it a better sign if you text short messages frequently throughout the day or long messages once or twice a day?
Okay, well, this one's really hard for me to... I think... Can you say the question again?
Like, is it better to be texting all day short little messages or just like twice a day but long messages?
I think better short ones.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
Just making sure like...
Yeah. Also, who wants to talk to someone who's writing them like long essays?
get on the phone.
Yeah.
Right?
If you need to write an essay, pick up the phone.
For sure.
I love that. This has been so fun.
So good.
Can you leave us with a quote or piece of advice? I know you already gave us a quote.
I gave you guys a quote.
Which we loved.
Some advice is, and Lindsay, you might not like this one. I think for women, and I'm going to talk about dating. I think that you need to, the dude needs to be more into you than you are into him.
Oh, I love this. Yeah, I just, say that all the time.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that because women by nature are just more nurturing and... So you need to meet a guy that will meet you in the middle.
Right.
And so he needs to be more into you than you are into him.
Oh, for sure. 100% agreed. Aligned.
Okay.
Love it.
I love it. Lindsay, thank you so much. You look very hot, by the way.
That's so sweet. So do you. Where can everybody find you, follow you, and maybe slide into your DMs and listen to you. All the things.
Please slide into my DMs.
Especially if you're a detox facility.
If you'll buy me a Birkin or if you own a detox facility. It's Sophia with an F and Franklin is my last name spelled with a Y. And then my podcast is Sophia with an F.
Love
That's
it.
Where you can find me. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.